Thank you, boys, thank you. Well, friends, here it is once again, time for Jelly Elliott and the Three Knothead, just sitting here under the old pine tree, nothing else to do, so we thought we'd just stop by and play you a few tunes. We'd like to have you set a spell there and listen. We got a few things here that we want to talk to you about and with and stuff and things. And you know, it's something I want to get off of my mind right now. You boys is always kidding me about not playing. You know, I can play more. I do. I play more music than all y'all put together. That's right. You don't believe
me? How you do that?
Well, I got the biggest instrument up here, ain't I? I got the bull fiddle. I guess that takes care of that. Let's see. I believe, Charlie, unless you play a tune here on your steel giddy there. On his steel giddy. That's Charlie Tyler. He plays the steel guitar. He's going to play one here that we get lots of requests for from time to time. The old steel guitar rag. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. I'm glad I got off of that in time. I finally just quit. You know, friends, I just wanted to just talk to you here just a minute about warming fires and campfires and things like that. That's a dangerous thing. People don't stop to think just how dangerous warming fires and campfires are. They really set a lot of woods on fire with campfires and warming fires. You take a lot of fellas out there on the side of the highway early in the mornings, waiting on their riders to go to work, and it's cold in the wintertime, and they're waiting there, you know, and they build up a fire, and then here comes along their rider, and they jump up and run, get in the car, and go off and leave the fire burning. That's bad business, because it don't take but just a few leaves, and usually when it's cold, the leaves are falling, and he might have it cleaned off pretty clean around there, but after he leaves, goes on to work, a few leaves will fall off the trees, and the fire gets spread out there. Don't take but one leaf to do it, you know, and set the woods on fire. You can't be too careful with them. You kids out there, you little rabbit twisters, when you sit inside the road waiting for the school bus in the morning, you build your fire there to keep warm till the school bus gets there. Whenever you start, when you go to get on that bus, that bus driver will wait for you. You put out that fire. Make sure it's taken care of before you leave. And he'll respect you for it, too. He'll really say, well, now, there's a kid that's really thinking ahead. That's a smart kid. I guarantee you that's what he'll say. And you take campfire. Now, everybody gets in that act somewhere along the line, because I guess just about everybody, three-thirds of them anyhow, at some time or other gets a chance to go out on the fish bank creeking, creek bank of fishing, and build a campfire. That's something. Well, anyhow, I wanted to tell you a story about a fella here that liked to burn himself up one time, but I'll tell you that in just a minute. Here's the first tune, and Slim's going to sing this one. It's called Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair is still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while.
Long, long while.
We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? And and say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. Why don't you love me like you used to do? You be just like you used to be. How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? What makes you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair is still kinky and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Well, sir, had me fooled there for a minute, but that come out pretty good. That's slim. That's slim. 1,001 watts during that tune. Why don't you love? You know, I was thinking about this fella that liked to burn himself up. It's kind of funny, but it's serious. It's really a serious proposition. I know this happened. I know this little incident happened, and if y'all ain't doing nothing, friends, like tell you about it. This leatherhead was sitting out on the side of the road one morning. Early he was waiting. He was going hunting. He had his two-hole gun. He was going to hunt. And he built a little fire. It was cold and dry, and he backed off there and built him a fire to warm. And about the time he got to warming pretty good, well, along come the man he was going hunting with, so he just hopped in the car with him, and they drove on down through the woods there and got down to where they was going to camp. They was going to stay a couple of nights down there and do some hunting. He never thought any more about this little warming fire he'd built. He just set a few little old twigs on fire there to kind of warm his toes, and they got out there and pitched their camp, set up the tent and everything. Build a campfire, as usual. That's about the first thing you do when you go out on a camp, you know, is build a campfire. And he built a fire there and set the coffee pot on, and they had coffee. So then they figured they'd go on off through the woods there and see if they couldn't kill some meat for supper, or dinner, rather. So they went hunting and never thought any more about it. Well, he was slipping along through the woods hunting, and he smelled smoke. And he didn't think much of it at first, but first thing you know, he could smell smoke stronger, and he looked up, and the wind had come up and got started to blowing, and you know how wind will do sometimes. It'll come up in just a matter of a few minutes, and he looked, and here come the fire. The woods was on fire. All ahead of him, the woods was just burning over. Well, he knew he had to get out from in front of that fire or either get his tail feathers scorched, and so he taken off down through the woods. And he didn't go but a little piece till he run right into another fire. That poor man, he thought he was in an awful mess, and which he was. He was in a tight spot, fire on both sides. Well, what actually happened, friends, is he went off out there in the woods hunting, and his fire that he had built to warm his toes, it got loose, and wind come up and come down through the woods meeting him. And the fire he'd gone off and left at the camp, it done burned up his camp, burned up the tent and everything he had, and had the woods all on fire. And you know, that man, he was in a serious spot. He finally just throwed down his gun, and he had a new jacket, and he wrapped up his head and all to keep from swallowing too much of the smoke and the blaze and all, and he finally got out of the fire, but he lost his gun, and in the wrangle there, he lost his gun and half of his belongings, his coat, and he had a serious accident there. And now, that's silly. That's plumb silly, but that actually happens. You might be sitting there laughing about it right now. Well, it's kind of funny, but it's so true. And he burned up his hunting spot. He didn't have any place to hunt. He had to leave then. They will run all the wildlife out, burned up his camping equipment, along with all that little timber that he destroyed. You think about that, friends. Be careful with them fires out there. Here's the trio. All three of them's going to sing this next one. Meet me somewhere in your dreams.
Softly tonight when the world is at rest, meet me somewhere in your dreams, where lovers find only true happiness, meet me somewhere in your dreams. We'll take a trip in drifting down life's golden stream. I still have you and our old rendezvous. Meet me somewhere in your dream.
Boys, thank you. That was, friends, the three of them, three knotheads, doing Meet Me Somewhere in Your Dreams. Friends, the old clock on the wall's caught up with us again. Despite everything we could do, it's caught right up with us, and we're going to have to shove off. But we've enjoyed sitting here in the old camp, pine tree with you. Here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave for you to think over and consider. Warming and campfires can be a lot of fun, but you don't forget to put them dead out when you're all done. Hey! Yeah, well, friends, we're going to have to go, but we'll be back with you. If you'll listen to your station announcer, he'll let you know the exact date and time. Now, we'll be glad to come your way again here under the old pine tree. We'd like to have you listen. Friends, don't forget that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.